You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
You're listening to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is going to be a fun one. Going out to Tom Moore, who is news anchor at News Radio WTAM 1100 Cleveland, Ohio. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Cheryl. Thanks. I'm sitting on a freeway. It's rainy, and we're doing 20 miles an hour. Can I get a traffic report? Nah. You don't want that.
Well, you're not in a helicopter, but we'll take the traffic report. I'm looking out the window. It's rainy here, too, but at least it's lighter now, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's going to come our way pretty soon. It'll let up a little bit, but you don't want to talk about the weather.
I want to talk about the buzzards. To heck with Punxsutawney Phil. I want to talk about the buzzards returning to Hinckley, Ohio. Woke up this morning, and first thing I'm looking on your Facebook page, and there I'm seeing the scoreboard of when the buzzards are going to return. Well, first of all, did they return today?
Yes, they did. They were spotted at 8:30 this morning by the official buzzard spotter for the Cleveland Metro Parks.
That's the title I want, Tom. I want to be the official buzzard spotter.
Yeah, we asked him, his name is Bob Hinkle, and he said to get that, of course, you have to have a degree and you have to be willing to be out there at 6 o'clock in the morning on March 15th every year.
I have the degree. I'm not sure about the 6 a.m. on March 15th. Let's go back and do a little history about this. I was doing a little reading myself, tell us about the history as you know it as a now Clevelander of the buzzards returning to Hinckley.
Okay, people settled the area in the early 1800s, and apparently there was a big varmint kill at one date. I can't remember the exact date, maybe like 1810, 1815.
That's exactly right.
Right, they left all the varmints out there. We're talking about wolves and all this kind of stuff. Left them out in the fields, and next thing you know, buzzards showed up and just started picking the carcasses of these animals. And people in that area, which is about 25 miles southwest of Cleveland, realize that, hey, we've got these these birds that come back every time. Then, in the late 50s, one of the rangers for the Cleveland Metro Park system noticed that every March 15th, they'd always see buzzards coming back to the same spot in one of the metro parks, which is in Hinckley Township. And so they kind of came up with the whole idea. The folks in Hinckley Township and the park system thought, hey, we've got something great here. And so ever since then, every March 15th, people have been showing up at Buzzard's Roost in the Metro Park system to hang out and look for the buzzards.
Now, I'm looking at a page with some information about this, too. Do they really do show up today every year on the 15th?
Well, you know, there's always a lot of people who say, oh, they're there before that. And it's like, no. The official buzzard spotter says there are no buzzards till March 15th, no matter what.
No matter what anybody else says, huh?
Exactly. There are doubters out there, but if you want to be a true believer, you have to be there on March 15th. I used to cover it, and I'll tell you what, it's cold out there, but it's fun because a lot of people come out there, they have their hats that look like buzzards sitting on their heads, and they bring out little children dressed in little buzzard costumes. It is so much fun. It's great. But again, it's cold. But they get people from all over the country to come out there. They get maybe about 300-400 people. And you figure, that's kind of a neat thing, you know, in the middle of the week that people take the time to do that.
Well, I think I enjoy the fact that, you know, Cleveland, you know, can be a little warmer than Michigan. But it's still cold. I mean, we're looking for something interesting and fun to do this time of year anyway.
Exactly, and you take a look, you know, forget about Punxsutawney Phil, I agree with you on that, Cheryl. I don't believe in rodents, I believe in meteorologists, and this is kind of like a coming of spring thing. We all know in spring will be here next week, but this is a fun thing, and this is kind of like Cleveland's version of the swallows returning to San Juan Capistrano every year.
Now, the ornithologists, if the folks with the degree paying attention to this, is this something that they learned innately when they came back after the big kill the first time that they think, and they just learn to keep coming back to this area, and they kind of migrate back? Is that the thought?
That's the best thing I can think of, that they just learned over the years because they figured, hey, it was like a smorgasbord for them back then, and they probably figured, well, let's go back. There's more food there. The buzzards do migrate to a degree, and in part, and I just want to throw this in, that they don't flap those wings very well. They need to rise on air current, you know, warm air current. So they're gliders more than anything else. And so they do work better when the air is warmer. And so they're not really into hanging around here during the winter. So, yes, it's kind of coming back. And, yes, they're looking for food.
What kind of crowds show up? I'm looking at a couple of pictures you put up on Facebook at the buzzard scoreboard. Really?
They do that every year. Again, the Metro Park folks love doing this. They get about 300-400 people that might show up, and more people will show up next Sunday because always on the Sunday following, the folks in the township and the Metro Park do Buzzard Sunday. That's when they really get into it, and they'll do things like bringing out a actual buzzard in a cage so you can see what they look like close up, and they're ugly as sin. They do a pancake breakfast and all that kind of thing.
I'm looking at some pictures on Facebook that you put up. They are not particularly attractive creatures. I mean,
they're ugly. They are ugly.
I'm looking for something redeeming here, Tom.
The
feathers are black and glossy.
You mean the bird only a mother would love?
Kind of, sort of, but I'm sure the mothers do love them a lot. The feathers are beautiful, black, and glossy. How about we go with that?
Okay, let's go with that. I agree.
Let's go with that. And I think, I put up a quote on Facebook every day. I might steal this one from you that you said just a minute ago. You may not have even realized you said it. You said, I don't believe in rodents.
I agree. There's a meteorologist on one of the TV stations down here, and she flat out says every Groundhog Day, she says, I do not believe in rodents. Listen to the meteorologist.
There you go. I like that. What else is going on in Ohio? You've got some of the same rallies and so forth that we have going on in Michigan, Tom.
Yeah, matter of fact, we got a reporter covering one right now, one of the suburbs here. Not so much. We've got something called Senate Bill 5, which is related to the public workers.
Mm-hmm.
And it has passed our House. It's passed our Senate. It's in the House. Could pass next week. Our governor said he'll sign it almost immediately. Tell you the truth, the people who are against Senate Bill 5 have given up on it. They haven't done the sit-ins like in Wisconsin. What they're going to do here is they're going to try to get a referendum on the ballot to get a repeal.
Well, I tell you, I happen to know you're the consummate newsman, but your voice changed when you went to the hard news story versus the buzzards. Love that. You're a professional, Tom. I can't thank you enough. Be careful in that traffic jam. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Tom Moore, who's news anchor at News Radio WTAM 1100 in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.